Our reading today raises the question, what kind of people did Jesus come to save? For most Christians, this should be an easy question to answer. We know that Jesus came to save sinners and that all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Stuart Townsend, in his song Vagabond, reminds us that Jesus came to die for all kind of people from every station and orientation. The vagabonds, the don't belongs, the fallen, the broken, the helpless, the hopeless, the restless, the religion haters, the accusers, the abusers, the hurt, the ignored, and many more. Though we know that Jesus came to save all sorts of sinners, some Christians still feel that churches should be only for the good people, and anyone who does not belong should stay away. In our text today, we find people who misunderstood the mission of Jesus, and they thought that he only came for the good and the righteous people like them. They thought they were more deserving of God's grace than the tax collectors. And Jesus sought to correct this their misconceptions by doing three things. The first thing that Jesus did is that he called the unqualified to follow him, verses 13 to 14. Verses 14 says, as he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. Jewish tax collectors were regarded as outcasts and traitors who collaborated and supported the oppressive Roman regime. Their own people hated them because they often charged extra taxes to enrich themselves. As a result, they could not be trusted and they could not serve as witnesses or judges and were expelled from synagogues. On paper, Levi, just like any other tax collector, would be seen as very unqualified to be a follower of Jesus. However, Jesus was interested in people like Levi, and he sought him at his workstation and said to him, follow me. You see, Jesus does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. He called this traitor, changed his life, and later on used him for God's glory. Levi's other name is Matthew, and God used him to write the first book of the New Testament, the Gospel according to St. Matthew. God delights in using ordinary and unqualified people. Do you think that you are unfit and unqualified for God's grace? Then you are the kind of person God is looking for. His call is simple, just two words, follow me. He invites everyone to join him, to walk with him, to learn from him, and to trust in him. Secondly, Jesus associated with sinners, verses 15 to 16. Levi hosted a party to celebrate his conversion, and he invited Jesus and his disciples, who dined with many tax collectors and sinners. The term sinners meant more the idea of social outcasts who would include a mix of people, deep sinners like prostitutes, murderers, robbers, shepherds, and people who ate pork. Verses 16 says, when the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? In the Bible, eating a meal in someone's home was a big deal, and it communicated warmth, close personal friendship, and fellowship. Jesus associated with sinners who any respectable Jew had no fellowship with. Yet he is a friend of sinners who seeks to reconcile sinners with God. Revelation 3:20 calls us to heed him calling. It says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with the person and they with me. He longs to eat with us. He longs to fellowship and to be associated with us. Lastly, Jesus confronted the self-righteous, verses 17. For the Pharisees, no righteous person would be prepared to associate with tax collectors and sinners. To them, Jesus needed to keep himself clean from such people. And they were wondering, why does this man eat with tax collectors and sinners? In response to their criticism, Jesus used a well-known proverb from their time. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. By avoiding contact with sinners, the Pharisees saw themselves as healthy and righteous and deserving God's grace. However, the self-righteousness that was causing them not to see their need for salvation did not go unnoticed. Jesus rebuked them, saying, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." In other words, he was saying, "I have not come for you, I've come for the unqualified." Anyone who thinks that they are good enough to live life without Jesus are like the Pharisees, who are blind to their diseases and their need for healing. Jesus is the true spiritual doctor who brings true spiritual healing to sin-sick people like Levi, people who know that they are sinners and in need of a Savior. Dr. Jesus dined with sinners, but he never sinned with sinners. He, in fact, never sinned at all, as the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:12 and 1 John 3:5. He lived in the world, but did not live like the world. He calls us to follow his example, to dine with him, to trust in him, to find grace, satisfaction, forgiveness, and healing in him. May we be faithful followers of Jesus, who always points the sin-sick people to Dr. Jesus, who is the only answer to the sin problem. Amen.